So I have 5 o'clock. So I'll go ahead and call the City Council Planning Committee to order. And I can start with a roll call. I will start with Councilmember Owen.
Here.
Councilmember Allen.
Here.
And then on the staff side, John Coleman.
I am here.
Perfect. Is there any other staff members that I need to call?
No, I'm present.
Okay. So I hope everyone had a chance to look over John's memo. And so I guess I'll let John take it from here to kind of explain a little bit about the issue.
I'll let you explain, how this came to my attention and why we are, why we wanted to review this. But the long and short of it is, Council Member Castilla was talking about the ability of businesses downtown to use electronic reader boards. And the issue is right now they're not allowed anywhere in the Central Business District. The Central Business District is a larger area than just the historic downtown Metcalf area. And I can put it up here in a map in a minute, the CBD area. But they're not allowed in that area, and the only regulations are in the design standards. It says flashing, animated, rotating, changing message signs, and signs that combine a white background with illumination are specifically prohibited. So that's just out of the design standards. So the question is, does the council want to ask the Planning Commission to review this, or does the council like the concept of not having digital reader boards and electronic signs in the Central Business District? So that's really the question, and this committee will make a recommendation to the City Council as a whole as to whether or not whether or not the council should ask the Planning Commission to study the issue. And then once it goes, if the council, if the Planning Committee agrees and recommends that the council do something, and then the council appoints the Planning Commission to review it, the Planning Commission would look at changing the code and addressing the issues that we discover during our discussion today and whatever other issues they may discover. And then you also received a document, one page from Councilman Member Custy with a proposed electronic reader board regulations. So the Planning Commission, if they were to work on this issue, they would probably start with this and, make it so that it fits into our code and have public hearings and then bring it back to the council eventually for council to either approve or deny and ask for more changes or you know how the process goes. So really the big question is, should the Planning Commission study whether electronic reader boards should be allowed in the Central Business District? And then we can move on to the details. So that's ultimately what this committee is going to talk about today. Do you want to recommend that the City Council ask the Planning Commission to work on this?
Okay. I guess I'm so how do we, because of how it's called the central plant or the central district that you're referring to, could you pull that up to show us currently who's within it and who's not?
I'm working on that right now.
Thank you. Because I would not want to see any reader boards on what I'm considering calling the historic downtown, like Metcalf, in my little proposal. I would not want to see any reader boards on their buildings or anywhere on that street. but my concern is being able to allow outer areas the convenience of a aesthetically pleasing reader board where they can get their information out quickly, but not have it end up looking like the Las Vegas Strip. That's why these rules and regulations would be in place to still not have that happen.
You know, I think, Joellen, the proper way to do this, I looked over your proposals and I like every one of them, but I think the proper way to do it would be send it back to the Planning Commission and let them go over it, and if they see something they want to change, they can do that and recommend it and then ship it back to the council. But it's time that we come out of the dark ages from those old magnetic reader boards. I mean, they look terrible. So it's time, I think, that we do upgrade to those electronic reader boards, and they look a lot nicer than the old magnetic boards. Well, for instance, the city went from the magnetic to the electronic, and it looks nice. And I'm in favor of this, but I think the proper way to do it would send it back to the Planning Commission and let them look over it, and whatever they want to change, if they make a change or two, they send it back to the council, and then we can take care of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think it's bringing everything into the 21st century. And for the convenience of the business owners, we know, especially with the limited hours and the restrictions as far as how many individuals you can have in your store at a time, it's very important for them to be able to get their message out and make people aware of what it is that they're selling. Joella and I was actually moved by the story that you shared with me regarding a business owner in town who is having to have to do the hand placement of the lettering up on a board when he has other items in his store that he would really like the public to know, especially since they're driving by his location, you know, once or twice a day or more. So I agree with you. And I also appreciate that you emphasized not placing these in the historic downtown central or in the historic district of Cedar Woolley. I appreciate you taking consideration into that. Thank you.
Hello. I see your.
Hi, Joellen.
Hi, Glenn.
Okay, this is Glenn. Anyway, I'll throw in my two bits worth. I think, you know, to me, I had a business down there for many years, and my family's had one down there many, many years before I did. And after I talked to you, I drove down. You know, what I consider, and this is only an opinion, everybody's got them, is the business core from probably Murdoch to Eastern, State Street to Highway 20 is what I think should be non-Las Vegas, if you will. I'm going back to the early 90s where when I had the business, we had a design review committee. That's when they were doing all the drawings on the side of the buildings. I think it was called Sepia. I'm not too sure. But you had to have awnings authorized that fit the period and the town and what we were trying to create. And I don't know if it was the city or the chamber that had control of that, but it seemed to work. Everyone kept the theme of Cedar Woolley, an old theme of Cedar Woolley in the downtown area. I understand businesses on Highway 20, Highway 9, whatever, may need some of the flashier signs. But I think to keep the integrity of the business core, we should keep the new technology lights out. So anyway, that's my two bits worth, and I'll get off the screen, okay?
Thank you. So will you explain to us, John, what we're looking at this map and what is considered in that area of who's available to get these reader boards and who isn't?
Okay, yeah. So you're looking at the zoning map here, and that dark purplish, maroonish color is the central business district. You can see that it extends east-west along State Street all the way from Highway 20 out past Haynes Street, and north-south from more or less a little bit past Warner all the way up to Highway 20 and kind of roundabout. There's a lot of residential areas in there, but it's more or less centered around the historic area that would be Metcalf Street, more or less from Ferry down to Warner, and you know, the businesses on Woodworth downtown also kind of have that, you know, where the post office is. That area also kind of has a historic feel, and a certain amount of State Street has that downtown feel either. Also, although, you know, it's a little different, and then some parts of Ferry Street too on the east west, just, you know, basically a block each way of Metcalf Street. And that's one of the things that, you know, the Planning Commission can debate out is, you know, what they recommend would be, you know, a historic area where if there were to be no signs allowed in that area, they could work, hash out the details of those sorts of things. But you can see now, anything in that purple area, it would is not allowed to have an electronic sign.
Okay, and could you explain, was Howell's grandfathered in, or how did Howell's get one?
That may have been a mistake.
Okay, because I've seen several within town, and so I was just wondering how those happened. Handy Mart has one on their building,
and they're outside of this area.
They are, okay.
I believe.
According to.
Okay, where's Haynes?
I'm not sure what corner they're on.
Haynes and State.
Haynes and State. So I'm looking at Haynes and State.
They're part of the historic downtown area.
Yeah.
So then, if it's at the corner of Haynes and State, then yeah, it would be in the CBD also, and so that would have been a mistake as well. Theirs is kind of just like a scrolling reader board. It's not a big. Mm-hmm. Not a big flashy one like over at Howell's.
Right. I guess my main concern is just that with certain criterias, we could avoid having that Las Vegas feel while still allowing some of the business to have one as well. And that it's such a, this area that we're looking at of Maroon is so wide that there are some businesses who could actually really benefit from being able to have one of these signs. And look over just some of the ideas of just two colors, nothing flashing, no neon. I mean, I really don't see why that, I would just.
Which city did you? From whose city did you pull this from?
I pulled from several cities.
Okay. The only reason I asked is because I thought maybe there'd be an opportunity to actually go see, you know, whatever city they came from to see how they did it. And to get for it is why I'm asking.
One of the areas that I found was from Kirkland. And I kind of just pieced some different odds of like, okay, this is how they made theirs not look this way. How could we have ours not look that way as well? I kind of, you know, when you're looking at it, I'm pulling it up right now, not being able to have, you know, no animation, no moving graphics, no flashing, and cannot scroll. They may change once every 6 seconds. I mean, neons are prohibited. It cannot be on, it has to be on a pole. It can't be on your building. Just ways to kind of cut those extra things out that might have that, I hate using that word, but like Las Vegas feel, so they can still use them. I guess I would be proposing that, I don't know how we do this, but I could only think of it as being part of a historic downtown as Metcalf without cherry picking the roads of the different, I didn't know how to go about that. So I guess that's the, you know.
Well, that's, what those are details that you can work out with the planning commission.
Yeah.
So we the base is, it's sounds like, you know, the way that we, at least this committee is leaning, probably don't want to allow to reader boards in the historic downtown part, but allow it in the rest of the CBD. And then I guess the question is, so, you know, these things are allowed in the rest of the city, and I think I put the guidelines in the memo that, you know, that's pretty basic. It just says, you know, no sign shall be erected that creates a traffic hazard by causing excessive diversion or attention, contains flashing or uncomfortably intense light. That's all we have to regulate these signs now. So I don't know if we want to, you know, the planning commission could also look at, you know, do we address this as throughout the city instead of just the CBD, as well as changing the CBD regulations, or there's a lot of ways to face this up and just give us some direction. And we can start working on it. Well, so, I guess there's one more step. You do have to bring this to the council as a whole and see if they also want to authorize, for lack of a better word, the planning commission to work on this.
So I could make a motion to recommend to the full council to send the electronic reader board back to the planning commission to study.
That's good enough for me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And you could do that during announcements as we go along. You know, I ask each council if they have something to share. You can actually do it at that point if you'd like.
Oh, okay. John? I could do it within our little group right here.
I think you need a motion from your group here to approve that, to take it before the council. And if they approve that, then you can make the recommendation to the council, share what happened in the meeting, that, you know, your committee made the recommendation and you're asking the council to do that as well.
Excuse me, Joellen, may I cut in just for a sec?
Yes, please.
Okay, John, is there a possibility, we have the Central Business Core, blah, blah, blah. Can we create, the planning create an historic area to where we could virtually ban this and deem it as a historic area, and that way it would be maybe easier for you to enforce something? Okay.
Yeah, we can do anything you want, and what you just suggested there is entirely feasible.
So can I make that motion, or does somebody else have to make it? Because
I don't know, does it even have to be a motion or just more of a consensus that the planning committee wants to suggest something to the council as a whole?
Okay. How do you guys feel about that, Glenn, Chuck?
I'm all for it.
I agree with it too.
Okay. Well then, perfect. We'll take it to the next step. So then, is anybody have anything else to add or any words of wisdom?
So, Joellen, did you want, other than the consideration of the signs, did you also want to consider what Glenn had suggested?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. That was already in the proposal that I had written up about to designate a historic downtown that would prohibit any use of electronic reader board within that area. So yeah, that goes along with this. Do I have to say or?
Yeah, I think the Planning Commission pretty well chews these things up and they go through it and again and again, and by the time we get it on the council, it'll be pretty well defined what we can do, can't do.
Okay, so it'll be those two things, basically the electric reader board proposal and as well as the historic downtown area prohibiting it? Is that the two?
For clarification, we don't need to designate the downtown, any part of the downtown, as a historic area. We can just refer to it as the historic part of downtown where these rules would not apply. My concern is if we designated it like some sort of technical historic district, we may run into the requirements, we may be ending up requiring ourselves to limit other development in that area. And I'm not sure that we want to take on that issue right now. We just want to keep it as, just call it the historic area for the purposes of the sign regulations and electronic reader boards.
Okay.
Well, John, you're pretty clever. You spent a lot of money to become a planner and a lot of time. So I'm sure you can figure out a way to pull it off, okay?
Well, this shouldn't be too difficult. And it sounds like something the Planning Commission will have fun with.
Awesome. That's great, right?
I'm just curious for clarification, because I know that Glenn was talking about an area that is designated as a historic. And I hear you, John. I hear exactly what you're saying, because we could run into other issues regarding that. But what you have right here in the maroon, which is considered the historic downtown, unless things are defined, will it be by street, or how will you do that? Because if you allow for reader board signs to be put up, it seems like it could be put up anywhere. So would you define is the approach to state that certain streets will not be included in this, or how will that work? Or can you even do that? Can we even do that?
Oh yeah, we can do that. We do it for a couple of things already. For parking regulations, our parking regulations in the downtown, in the historic downtown, the maroon area is the central business district. Then we've drawn some imaginary lines around the historic area, basically Metcalf and a little bit beyond.
That's not on the map here, it's not on the map. So
we don't show those on the map. And landscaping requirements are different in the historic part of town. And so in the code, what we do is we just define it. Something like any building that fronts on State Street between this, we can do it. You'll be happy, or we could just draw another map showing the area, and we can define an area that the signs, electronic reader boards won't be allowed in, very easily.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
John, any time that someone wanted to install a reader board, wouldn't that have to go to the council for approval?
No. So right now when somebody applies for a sign permit, it's just reviewed administratively. So it's reviewed by the planning department, and they need to get a sign permit. We do the design review here in the planning department, and then
approve it
or ask for changes. But yeah, when people ask, can I put a reader board on my business at, on Metcalf Street, we would say, unfortunately, you cannot.
Yeah.
Glenn had mentioned a organization where things had to be approved through. There is no such thing like that as far as like aesthetics or to maintain the look of what we're going for as a, downtown. Is that not exist anymore? It just goes straight to you guys and
it goes straight to us. We used to have the design review board review signs in the historic district and new buildings and any changes to buildings in the downtown area. I'd say probably around 2008 or 9, the council changed the rules, so we didn't do that because there was a lot of downtown business owners that were unhappy that whenever they wanted to change a sign, or a new business comes in and they wanted to put in a sign, they would have to go to the design review committee. The design review committee is the same body as the planning commission, so they would have to go to a planning commission meeting, and those are once a month. So someone would apply for a sign, and it might take them 2 months to get a sign approval, and council no longer in the, like I said, around 2008 or 9, didn't want to put the downtown business owners in that boat anymore and made it easier and changed the rules just to have the planning department do the design review. We use the same criteria, though.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. So does anybody have any last words?
Hi, Joellen. Hey, thank you for spearheading this. John, thank you for listening. I think you've really got kind of an idea of what we're trying to accomplish. And I'm going to make some dinner before the city council meeting now.
Okay.
Joellen, we appreciate you doing all this work. I think you've done a magnificent job. And I like what you put here. And hopefully Coleman won't tear it up too bad.
So the process will be that we'll bring something very similar to what Council Member Kesty has put together here, and we'll try to refine it, and then it'll be the Planning Commission that might tear it up.
Good.
I don't think they will, though. I think we've got a really good starting point here. It'd just be working on details and make sure it meets code requirements and all those kinds of things.
Perfect. All right. Well, I'm going to call.
Oh. Time to have a bite to eat.
Yep. It's 5:28, and I'm going to call this meeting to adjourn.
Yeah, all right.
A little bit.
See you in a little bit.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you, Joellen.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, John. Thank you, Mayor Julia Johnson.